Blog Talk Radio.
We would render one.
Good evening, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, and Advent Health Reform Thursday. Welcome, and we will have a word of prayer. Father, we come to you this moment to give you thanks and praises for the blessings of the day. We thank you for your love that you have extended unto us. We thank you for the plan of salvation. We thank you, Lord, that you have allowed us that we can join where you said we are two or three joined together doing the things concerning your will. You are in the midst. And we thank you that you have placed us here today to give you the praises and to bring glory to your wonderful name. We are asking you, Lord, to help us that we will keep our eyes upon you, not because of what is happening with the crisis all around us, but we ask you to continue to give us the strength that we will carry on. Father, forgive us of all our many sins and shortcomings. We are asking you, Lord, to hasten the footsteps of all those, Lord, those who are on the road driving to, those who are at home, Lord, we ask you to hasten their steps so that they can come and join us. Bless us tonight, Lord, as we lift up our voice in singing and give you praise. So we want to thank you. Amen. Thank you, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, for joining Advent Light. And we want to thank those who are watching, listening over the internet. God is good. He is so great. He has kept us throughout the day. He took some of us from off the busy road, traveling to and fro to work. He was there with us. He protect us, he provide for us, he give us food to eat. And we are so grateful that we have a loving Father who is so good and so great to us. And I welcome everyone again on Advent Light. And as we know that tonight is Thursday night, we have some wonderful promises God has shown us, my dear. And in the Word of God, as we know, in Genesis 1, if you have your Bible, can you open your Bible, Genesis 1, 29 to 30? If somebody wants to read it, you can read that out. Let us share tonight, and then we can go into 3 John 1 to 4, right? Because this is Health Thursday night, and, you know, we want to show the Lord that we are so grateful for all the things that he has done for us. So I'm going to open this line, ask my sister to find her, get her scripture, Genesis 1, 29, and the last part of 30.
Amen. Amen. Good evening, my sisters and brothers, Sister Power. I am so thankful to be on the line, and I will read Genesis chapter 1, verse 29. And it said, "And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree, and which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed to you, it shall be meat." Amen. What's it?
Amen, right? It shall be meat. And we lead us to 30. It said the last part of the 30, and there is life.
And to every beast of the 30, Yes, yeah.
Oh, okay. And I have given every green herb for meat, and it was good. And it was so. Amen.
Okay, right? And we go back. We saw that God from Genesis, what he have given unto us, what he have done for us, the love and promises. And that is in the Old Testament. So we go into the New Testament that people say, you know, Old Testament, die away with. We know that God, before he created everything for his children. And that's the love he has. So we go now in 3 John 1, and we read from 1 to 4.
Amen. 3 John 1 through 4. And behold, what manner of love the Father had bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world know us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it do not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that had this hope in him purified himself, even as he is pure. Whosoever committed sin transgressed also the law, for the sin is the transgression of the law. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Sister Leela, but it's 3 John 1, it says, thank you for reading that, but it's what must be the wrong scripture. 3 John 1. It said, the elder unto the well-beloved Gallus, whom I love in the truth, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth, that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. For I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. 3 John 1 to 4, Sister Leola. Thank you, Sister Leola, for reading. We saw that both in Genesis and in Revelation, we are what God have given unto us from creation. And we are so thankful and grateful that we have a loving Father. All the promises that he has given unto us, that we can come on this line to fellowship with one another, and also to share some of the things that we have used in during the week, you know, because we know that God gave us all these things, and he gave it to us for a reason. He said, God will honor and uphold every true artist, earnest soul who is seeking to walk before him in the perfection of the grace of Christ. And can we, with keen sanctified perception, appreciate the strength of the promises of God, just as what we read a while ago, and appreciate them into our individual life. Sure, we have to appreciate everything that God have given unto us, not because we are worthy, but because Christ is worthy. Not because we are righteous, but because by living faith, we claim the righteousness of Christ in our behalf. And this is taken from Selective Messages 1109. Brothers and sisters, God loves us so much. And all these things he has promised us that we will, if we abide in him, he is able to help us, Lord, and we will always ready to follow him. So God is good and God is great. So I'm going to stop now and close my mouth and let my brothers and sisters share some of the things that they have done during the week, what you do, and it bring benefit to you. We just only talk, reading and sharing what the Lord have given unto us. And God is so good, so we have to tell the world how much we appreciate his love towards us during this crisis that we are all in. So I'm going to open this line up. 423-635, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening up my line. This is Sister Carla. I am calling from Virginia. I'm just thanking the Lord for his goodness, his mercy, his love. And I would like to sing a song before I share. God is good. He's worthy to be praised, my brothers and sisters. And we should give him all praises and honor and glory to God, our creator, our maker. And I just thank the Lord, as, you know, today was a fast day for me, and it's just been a blessing just coming off of it and eating a live food, which is salad. I just thank the Lord for his blessing again that I was able to fast with some brethren and just, you know, just pray for families and pray for the youths, pray for marriages, and we just pray that the Lord, you know, would be with us as we draw closer and closer to him. Okay, so I will sing. I was thinking how great they are, but I'll sing 109, Marvelous Grace. 109, Marvelous Grace. Marvelous grace of our loving Lord, grace that exceeds our sins and our guilt, yonder on Calvary's mount outpour. There was a blood of the Lamb was spilled. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pour in and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sins. Sins and despair like the sea cold waves threaten the soul with infinite loss. Grace that is greater, yes, yes, grace untold, points to the refuge, the mighty cross. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pour in and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sins. Marvelous, infinite, matchless grace, freely bestowed on all who believe. You that are longing to see his face, will you this moment his grace receive? Oh, grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sins. So praise the Lord. I thank him for his grace, which is greater than all our sins. Praise the Lord. As I was reading about some different herbs, and I've, you know, tried these herbs long time ago, and I'm revisiting them, and I was just reading the benefits of these herbs, and I was telling a friend this week, it's a blessing each week, each day for me to learn something new. I like to read, learn something new, spiritually, physically, whatever it is, just learn something new that to grow and help me to be able to help others and to encourage them and to store these things, you know, in my memory so that I can use them. We don't have phone and we're not able to have our books. We have to rely upon our mind. We have to rely upon the Holy Spirit to bring things back to our remembrance. So I was looking at bladderwort, B-L-A-D-D-E-R-W-R-A-C-K. And bladderwrack is a good herb. It's, you know, ground into powder. It's actually a seaweed. It's a brown seaweed. And it's good for your skin, for your hair. It increases blood circulation. It helps those that have those that are anemic. It helps with the blood circulation. So if you're anemic, always cold, having issues with your blood, try some bladderwrack. And it also helps with headaches, stomach issues, weakness, cognitive disorder, memory associated with anemia. It boosts energy level and produce proteins for the cell and the growth and repair. Amen. Bladderwrack is rich in vitamin A, which helps the white blood cell and keep the immune system at optimum. And we know, you know, it keeps it in good shape. Also, carotene, which also strengthens the nervous system and brain. And there's a fatty acid, which play an important role in the health of the heart. We need good heart, and we need blood flowing and pumping to our heart. And also, the fatty acid, which is omega-3, helps the bone composition also improve. It helps the bone composition and improve it because of the different minerals like magnesium, calcium, which strengthen the bone structure. And we all need this as we age and get older. Our bones get weaker. So instead of turning to milk, turn to bladderwrack. It's also good for the tissue, joint development. It keeps you strong in your old age, as I just mentioned. And you have little to no bone problem. Potassium is good in potassium. It's one of the minerals within bladderwrack. These benefits range from lowering blood pressure, increasing metabolism level in the body, you know, giving you energy, help your skin to glow, and it's anti-aging, ladies and gentlemen, gives your skin a younger look, it lessens the wrinkles, blackhead, and the blemish upon the skin, and it helps with the hormone imbalance, and it helps with the heart health, reduce inflammation, swelling, and pain. The helps with the thyroid, the gout, reduce swelling in the body, and also prevent skin cancer. And again, bladderwrack contains beta carotene, which improves the eyesight. Praise the Lord. Also, and it helps you to be active, you know, to exercise more and to lose weight, to shed excess fat. And it has the iodine, which helps the thyroid function and the hormone. And, again, this great bladderwrack is the brown seaweed. It's a great source of vitamins and minerals. So thank you again for giving me the opportunity to share, Sister Powell. I have two others. So as I join again, I'll share regarding the two others, I guess next Thursday or whenever God's permit. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, my dear beloved Sister Carla, for coming on singing about marvelous graces for the loving Lord. You know, grace on the grace, we need grace, and we know we have a loving Lord. So we just want to give you thanks for, you know, these songs reminding us how God is good. And also, you're sharing the goodness of God in what he have given unto us, you know, the herb and how there. And we want to thank you, Sister Carla. There was a lot, so we have to get the link more. You know, we know it's a lot you have given unto us. It was bladder radish. That's it. Sister Carla, I know I got bladder. All right. So we just want to thank you for those information. As we read that God gave us all these herb brothers and sisters for us to help us. And if we be obedient to God's command with his natural herb, natural remedy, you know, we won't be able to be complaining for sickness. So we want to thank Sister Carla. And then, brothers and sisters, we're going to get some more of this information that we can send it out to you guys to, that we can, you know, go and search for these herbs and use them, because we have a lot of benefit from it. So thank you again, my dear sister. I'm opening Sister Leola line because she only read. So if you want to share, 225-337. Sister Leola, I hope in your line now you want to give your welcome again, brothers and sisters, on Advent Life. 225-337, your line is open. Can you check your phone, 225-337? Your line is open. All right, maybe she's off a little. Okay. 58, which one now? 857-505, your line is open.
Hello, beloved. Hello, Sister Power. Hello, my dear brothers and sisters. My name is Brother Eli, Sister Power. I like to thank God for his love, for his mercy, because he is good. He's an awesome God. He's a mighty God, Sister Power. There is no one else like him, Sister Power. He is good. He is awesome God. I like to thank God for his love, for his mercy. Sister Power, I have a prayer request. Sister Power, my prayer request tonight is to pray for my mother. Lift up my mother in prayer, Sister Power. Lift up my mom in prayer, Sister Power. Sister Power, don't forget to pray for our dear sister, Shamika. Lift up Shamika Cone. Lift up Sister Shamika Cone. Lift her up in prayer. She needs a lot of prayer to Sister Power, because she's on the prayer line too. Her name is Sister Shamika, and she's a young lady on the prayer line. And lift her up in prayer, Sister Power. Lift up her family in prayer. Keep her family in prayer too. Lift up Sister Shamika in prayer, Sister Power. That the Lord will use her on this prayer line one of these days. Let's pray for Sister Shamika, Sister Power, that Sister Shamika will preach the word of God on this prayer line. Pray for her too, Sister Power, that she will preach. And Sister Power, don't forget to pray for our dear brother, Brother Jahari too, because Brother Jahari is on the prayer line, Sister Power. And don't forget to tell him to push the number one, Sister Power. Tell him, do not be shy, Sister Power. Tell Brother Jerry, do not be shy on this prayer line. Tell him to share his testimony, his praise report, because God is good. I want to sing a song, Sister Power, before we go. Amen. Amen. Drive me close to you. Oh, never let me go. Brother Jerry, remember Brother Jerry, Sister Power say, do not let go of God, because God is able. God is a mighty God, Brother Jerry. Brother Jerry, keep your faith in the Lord, because Sister Power will. Sister Power will encourage you on this prayer line. Sister Power will say, keep the faith that the Lord will baptize you, Brother Jerry. Read Psalms 27 to Sister Power for Brother Jerry. The Lord is my rock and my salvation. Who shall I be afraid? Sister Power, pray for him that he will come in the prayer line too on Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. That the Lord will use him, Sister Power.
Amen. Yes, Brother
you,
Eli.
Sister Power.
Yes, Brother
Hallelujah.
Eli, sure. Yes, Brother Eli, sure, we're going to lift up Brother Jahari. You know, God is good to him. And also, Shamika, thank you for sharing, you know, and the concern that you have for your brethren. So, sure, we're going to lift them up in prayer. And Jahari and Shamika, if you are on the line, you can press number one. Brother Eli said you are on the line. You can press number one that we can know that, so we know that you are here. Welcome to Advent Health Reform Thursday. Thank you, Brother Eli. When the prayer time comes, we will lift up your brothers and your sisters. Thank you. 985-232, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I thank God for watching over us and waking us up. Thank him for his greatness. He have goodness. He have been so good to us. I would like to read a devotion. My Father who are in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And thy word that you have taught us. Give me the wisdom to speak truthfully with words filled with fear and love for others. Fill my heart with the passion of the passion that Christ had and his mission to save mankind for eternal damnation. We are about sinners, but through him we are made whole. I pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. I just want to thank God again for his all his loving and caring for us. And we just want to give him praise because he deserves it. And just want to say thank the Lord for all the goodness he gives to us and love. And just want to ask for prayer for Advent Light prayer line, all the help we have, for all the mission that they would succeed and conquer all the missions. And help the all the projects they have all over. They can get to them, get everything they need done, and everybody's in taken care of. God bless them, and pray for all the sick, the homeless, and all the everything that they need. God know what they need. And just want to pray for my family. God know what they need. And just want to pray for all the others around the four corners. Because we all stand in need of prayer. Because we all is in turmoil where it comes to the homeland. But God is able because we're doing the fixing. It takes time, but guess what? As long as you got something to live in and you can work with it, God is good. And he's always on time. So we just have to do like he say. He wants you to have that faith of a mustard seed. And if you pray and ask him, he shall give it to you. But if you just stand there, mope, talk, and you don't even lift up his name, that's why you're not succeeding. A lot of people wonder why nothing coming their way. Well, they don't know who God is. They won't even call a name. So that's why you're not getting anything. So, you know, they got to pray. They got to repent. And they don't want to hear that. They don't want to do none of that. So that's why nothing moving in your way. You still don't have nothing to go in. But I thank God. I had a testimony. This lady is real sick. So she, I don't know what I was talking to. Oh, she called me to give me a... to get me to get some extra Medicare stuff. And I told her I had all that. So I said, you sound real sick. So she said she had this type of voice, hoarseness, and she really don't know what she had. So I told her about the stuff y'all gave me for the corona. This lady looked like she was lifted up on top of the world when she finished talking to me.
Mm.
Looked like her sickness was good. She was so happy to hear. She said she never heard of it. And when I finished telling her what to get, and actually was she writing it down, she said, yes. She said, and I'm going to try. I said, leave all that medicine you're taking along tonight and try this and watch how you feel tomorrow. So I say, praise God, you will feel so good tomorrow. I say, it's just, I took it for COVID. And you know, I came through, I was real low. I was on a bed of affliction. And I said, now I bet you come through tomorrow. I said, this is a testimony. This is real. And she said, oh, I thank you so much. Thank you very much. So I felt good, Brother John said, oh, you did a good deed. You did a good deed. I said, I feel good about it. Somebody I don't even know. And she said, I'm going to get this and I'm going to do this. So praise the Lord. I helped somebody to do the thing. Who come out with it? Brother Yudi or Sister Carla? Sister Carla, I believe. Yeah, Sister Carla. So praise God. I'm sending her a recipe on down the road over here in Louisiana. So I thank her very much and God bless her. Okay, Brother John wants to speak.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Brenda.
Yeah, this is Brother John from home of Louisiana. I won't be long. My wife spent a little time with y'all, so I won't be long. I just want to say I hope everyone's having a blessed evening and just follow the ways. I've been, you know, really like looking into the Bible and thing and just learning more and more things, and it's been surprising to me. So some of the things I've already been just about living right and stuff like that. A lot of scriptures about doing right, living right, and if it's not true, don't say it, and if it's not right, don't do it, and things like that. So I've just been keep on keeping on, something like that, the phrase. I just want to say I've been keeping the faith, and I just want to say everyone, God bless. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Brother John. Thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for sharing, learning the word, going in the word, studying it, Brother John and Sister Brenda. God is he's merciful, he's gracious. And also you're sharing the health message to others out there. And you see how you feel good when you can tell others about the love of Christ and what he has done and the things that he gave us to use. God is so good. He's so great. And the little baby, I heard that the little child baby is there, your grandbaby. So you can just have the little baby. Hello, grandbaby. How are you doing? I'm going to sing her a little song for her. Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so, little one to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he who died, heaven gate to open wide. He will wash away my sin. Let his little child come in. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus, take this little heart of mine. Make it pure and holy thine. On the cross you died for me. I will love and live for thee. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Amen, little one. Jesus love you, right? And Grandma love you, and also we on Advent Light love you too. Amen. Thank you, my dear brother, for brother and sister, for sharing. And brothers and sisters, we ask you to press 1 so that you can share tonight. I am going to open this line to see if she's ready to share. 225-337, your line is open. Can you check your phone, 225-337? Your line is open. Can you check your phone? All right, brothers and sisters, God is good. God is so great. He is worthy to be praised. 58. Oh, which one? Oh, that's a brother. 518-482, your line is open.
Good evening. Good evening, my brothers and sisters. I'm glad to be here this evening, though late. I came on late because of the technician I had in my house here at a late moment. And Sister Powell, when I left you this evening, I went and gathered some. First of all, I just want to thank God for being here this evening because God is so good. When I was coming home from Sister Powell this evening, I stopped. I said, let me walk here. I wanted to walk this particular road. I said, let me turn back and walk here. And when I was coming and on my way, I met this Indian woman. She was cleaning up her garden. And to my surprise, she was pulling out these some plants that I wanted, the marigold that I told you of, that is so good. I gave you a whole rundown about the marigold, how good it is, the flowers of the marigold. It is very good for cleansing the body, right? And I stopped with her, but I couldn't converse with her because she it doesn't seem as though she could understand English. But anyway, she gave me a whole set of this plants, the seeds, and some of the flowers because she was cleaning up. She was pulling them out anyway, and I needed the flowers. So I collected a good set of it, you know, for the body. Use it as a herb. You just take the flower, you put it in the water, and you draw it, and you could drink it. It for cleansing the body. And since I have a thyroid problem, I think that's a very simple way of cleansing my body. So she helped me to gather some, which I was very happy for. You know, I was so feeling so tired this afternoon, but I thank God for strength, which he gave me from day to day. I don't know how I does it, because a friend was here, and she said, why you don't sit down? You can't sit down when the day comes. I said, no, I can't sit down when I have work to do, because I came home, Sister Powell, and I was busy sweeping and cleaning up, and when I finished, she came in, and she was saying, what are you doing? You can lie down and rest yourself a little. I said, no, and I have work to do, girl. I got to move. So I want to sing this song. This is Sister Cantinelli, by the way. Sister Powell, thank you for opening my line. And I just want to give God praise. I want to give him praise for the strength that he has given me from day to day. You know, and I want to sing this song, just 2 verses of it, because we don't have much time, I know. Okay, I'm going to sing it. Day by day, the Lord give us strength to find, to do all that I have to do, because really, I'm not young. I'm living on God's strength. And I thank God for the, I always thank him every day for the strength that he has given me. So I'm going to sing this song as the Thanksgiving. And if you know it, you can join with me.
Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my father's wife disowned, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond a measure gives them to if they were cheating back. Loving me is part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day the Lord himself is near me with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares he bends with fear and cheer us. He whose name is counselor and power. The protection of his child and treasure is a charge that on himself he lays. As I did, thy strength shall be in measure. It's the pledge to me, amen. Help us then in every tribulation, so to trust thy promises, O Lord, that I use my faith with consolation offered me within thy holy word. Help us, Lord, when toil and trouble meet us. Every fear takes from a father's hand. One by one, the days and moments sleeping, to reach the promised land.
Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line, and I give somebody else a chance to something else. Thank you, and everyone have a
amen, amen, amen. Amen. Thank you, my dear beloved Sister Cantinelli, for sharing and also singing that song. You know, day by day, each passing moment, we know each day who have to give us the strength, only Jesus. All the trials that, and the problems that is facing, each day, each minute, each hour, he wants us to present them to you, to him. I thank you, Sister Consonelli, for sharing, and also thank you today for walking, you know, and to come to your, you know, bring your gift, you know. God is so good. I know you would be tired, but you know, God gives you the strength each day. He promised that he will give you the strength. So thank you for sharing, and thank my brothers and sisters again. Welcome to everyone on the line. We have a full house, brothers and sisters. So we are asking you to share that we can go into prayer and we can have a blessed night today with our health reform Thursday. We know God will honor and uphold every true-hearted, earnest soul who is seeking to walk before him. And I know each one of us, when we listen to the various requests and songs and
and this remedy, natural remedy that the Lord have given unto us tonight, we can say he is by our side. And we are so grateful to have him tonight with him and the Holy Spirit have been using us to give him the praise. So we want to thank God for that. And brothers and sisters, we know that he is able to do all things. Let us continue to trust him day by day. Okay. 240-8988. Your line is open. Can you tell your name?
Howdy. And where you're calling from? Howdy do, beloved. This is Steffi. I'm calling from the Maryland, D.C., Virginia
Amen.
Area. I'm right now. Can you hear me?
Amen. Amen.
Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Is that it? Yes?
Yes, we are hearing you.
All right. Okay. All right. Yes, it is good to be back. I know I told you all that I was taking this class. These virtual classes are just dreaded and dreadful. But I finished it, was successful in that. I knew it wasn't any strength of mine. So I thank you all for your prayers, and I thank that God has given me, gave me the strength to be able to endure. We know that he's not going to give us more than we can handle. So I'm thankful that that one is over, and I still have one more left with this professor. But I've seen the change in her, over the last, since the time I've met her and been in her class. And that was my prayer, that she will be able to give grace and she will be able to understand that this is no easy feat to be able to do these classes and take so much. You know, she gives us so much material. So we have gotten a little mini break this week where she really wasn't giving us anything major, because she has given us so much. So I thank God for that. I also do want to share, just the goodness and the mercies of God. I had several encounters this week. I'm not sure. I think last week my roof was finished. So praise God in that. I don't know if I gave you that praise report. So finally my roof is finished and the winter will come. God really held back because this roof was supposed to be changed like 4 years ago. And I'm telling you, God has covered this house, right? We had not gotten a lot of, a lot of snow, heavy snow, even though they were calling for heavy snow, but we did not get any heavy snow in this region, and I have not gotten major leaks in my house, and I know that that is God, and he opened up the storehouse for me to be able to get it fixed this year for this moment. God doesn't make mistakes. He's always on time. So I thank God for that. Continue to pray for my daughter, Kazi. She's over there at up in Baltimore in college, and she also called and gave me a praise report that the professor, the one that was difficult, is showing some signs of grace and mercy. So we know that the prayers of the righteous avail it much. I also do want to share this with you, and I'm not going to belabor it because I think I'm going to talk about it. You know what this is about? I think I could talk about it in the portion that I'm gonna share with them.
Okay.
I'm not gonna go into that today, right now. But I do want to share one more thing. I'm not sure. I've been on, I've been so many lines. I'm not sure which praise report I had shared before. But if you have heard it before, I want you to say God is good and he's awesome all the time. Last week, sometime in the end, I was paying my tithe and offering, and I am affiliate. I'm a member of one church, but I'm affiliate with another church, right? There's a SDA church right up the street just me, where I live, and so I go there sometimes, but my church, this time is just off, right? So it's really, 8 o'clock, and it's just, but anyway, I digress. And so my other church is like, about 25, 30 minutes away from where I live in D.C. And so I was paying my tithe. I was paying my offering first. I said, let me donate, give an offering to this church that I go up the street. And so I did it, and I said, okay, I switched over. I was doing it online, and I switched over. I thought I switched over. I clicked on switching over to go and do my tithe and offering for the other, my church where I have the membership. And so I, for some reason, I don't know what happened, but I know that God doesn't make mistakes. It did not populate to go to my church where the membership is. It went to my church that I, you know, go up, that's right up the street from me. Let me say that. And so I was like, okay, I remember talking to my mother on the phone, and I shared it with her, and I said, you know what? God has a funny sense of humor, right? And so I wasn't going to call the church. You know, we were having this conversation earlier about, you know, someone that had claimed that they made a mistake and they wanted their tithe and offering back, you know, from a church. And so I was like, what is that? That doesn't even make any sense. That doesn't even sound like, you know, it makes sense. And so I experienced that, right? But I knew, you know, it didn't prick my heart to say, well, I need to call a church and tell them that I'm making a mistake. I was like, who does that? I'm not doing that, right? So I said, you know what, God, you have a funny sense of humor, but what I know you're going to do, you're going to open up a way to give me some other funds, right, so that I'm able to pay the tithe and offering, which was my intent for this particular church. And so, you know, I didn't say anything about it. You know, I mean, I was, you know, I said, God, I kept saying, you know, I had this joy and this peace within me. I was like, you know, God, I know you're going to work it out. Because we know that God doesn't want a murmuring or a complaining giver. So I was like, God, you know the reason why it went that way, and I'm okay with it, okay? And so a couple of days later, I said, you know, let me check my account because I wanted to see, you know, bills that need to be paid and everything like that. So I checked my account, you know, just to see what was there, what do I needed to pay, and all of that good stuff, right? Lo and behold, there was a figure that was in my account. And I was like, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense. This doesn't make any sense. Did somebody make a mistake? What is going on? Beloved, in my account was 20 times greater than what I paid for my tithe and offering. The one that I said was supposed to be my intent. And I looked and I said, God, you are so awesome. You are so perfect. And I was like, okay, God, because remember, my conversation with God was like, God, you're going to make a way so that I'm able to pay what the intent was for the other, you know, what I did with the other church, because I paid them, they kind of got paid twice, but I wasn't going to call and say da-da-da-da. And I said, God, you're going to work it out.
Amen.
It was less than, probably like, what, two days later or something like that, where I went and it was 20 times greater that was in my account. That was what should have been in my account. That wasn't what was in my account. But God allowed it to increase. Amen? And so I just want to say this to you all, beloved. Sometimes things don't seem right. Sometimes we're in storms, we're in battle, and it doesn't make any sense to us. But God wants us to count all of our situations joy, right? Because we know that he is victorious in all situations. We know that our God of heaven can take care. So we don't have to worry. We don't have to badger. We don't have to, you know, coerce, because that's not God, right? We just ask God, work it out, God, because your way is going to be better than my way. So I just wanted to share that with someone, that we have an on-time God, and won't he do it? That's all I'm going to say. Won't he do it? We cannot outdo our God. So that is my praise report, you know, in this moment. Continue to pray for me. And
amen. You drop?
No, I'm here. No. Continue to pray for me. I'm done.
Oh, okay. Amen. Amen, my dear sister. Thank you. What up, my Frisia? Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for sharing that praise report. You know, it's just you gave, and God did multiply. That God is so good. He's on time, God. He's able to do all things, brothers and sisters. And this is how we prove that God
loves us and he cares for us and he knows everything and our desire. So God is able, brothers and sisters. Let us continue to praise him. Yes, I'm opening this line and I'm asking this individual if they can do prayer for us that we can present the message. 631-552, your line is open, your name, and when you finish, can you do our prayer show opening, our prayer for us, please?
Blessing, good night, Sister Paola. Hear me clearly?
Good night, my dear beloved.
Blessing, good night, brothers and sisters. And as it's really a privilege to be on the line tonight.
Give us some volume.
I want to thank God for his grace and his mercy. It's a privilege to be on the line tonight. It's really a blessing to be alive. I want to thank God for his many miracles and his various blessings and life-changing situations as we try to do his work. I've been doing some evening thing when I finish working on my regular job. By doing deliveries for this company called Ships. I could go into the store and pick up produce for people or different stores like the Target, the Best Buy, and all different stores and deliver it to them. What I've done, I've incorporated it in my ministry as well. So when every time if the Holy Spirit bids me to give somebody a book, I give them books. So I went to a particular home this week, and when I went there, I gave the persons. I was late in going because the store that I went to pick up the stuff, they had restructuring the store, so most of the stuff was all over the place. I keep in contact with the person to let them know that I'm a bit late and I will get to them as soon as possible, and they understand the situation, so they say that will be okay. So when I reach there, I told the person that I will come out the car and deliver the stuff, and the person said, I will give you a tip for what you've done, and I said, okay, and also I will give you some books as well. You know, so I gave the person one National Sunday Law. I gave them a book by Frank Farrell, speak about Halloween, Christmas, and Easter, pertaining shows that these are pagan holidays and these are not worshiping God, and also Ministry of Healing. And also, I went to a next, and that same day, I went to a next person to deliver, and also gave them a ministry of healing. And I also stopped, this was a gated community, so I gave the security guard also a book. I gave him a book from E.J. Wagner on Christ, our righteousness. And I've been doing that, giving out books to wherever I go. So I just ask you guys for your prayers and the people. I pray that the Holy Spirit will speak to their eyes, that they may read these books and through it, they may find Christ, which is the hope of all ages. And this is very interesting thing that giving out books, as God has impressed us to do, because the servant of the Lord says the spirit of prophecy books should be scattered abroad like the leaves of autumn. I mean that when you see, like what you're in autumn right now, when we see your leaves are falling, the books are supposed to fall into the hands of the unbelievers like the leaves of autumn. So that men, I heard testimony just last week, 2 weeks, a guy came into the church on a job site and somebody gave him a pre-controversy, and now he's a true believer of the gospel. Through that book, he read it. He changed his entire lifestyle and come to Jesus. So when we are giving out these books, we must pray to God that God will impress the hearts of people and to impress us to give these books into the hands of people, because many will be won, not through a sermon, but through our evangelistic trust, our effort. This is our work. This is not just for the minister to preach. We are all ministers. because all of us were bought with a price. And we are a royal priesthood, as Peter says, a peculiar people who God have called out of darkness to show forth the praise of him that called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. So we all have a work to do. And we are on to, because as the song says, no starless ground. Nobody will go to heaven with a starless ground. Everybody who will be in heaven deserves to be there because they have worked for Christ. They have vindicated the character of God and bought men and women through the agent of the Holy Spirit help Jesus. I want to share a quote before I pray on my devotional that I read this morning from our Father's Care, a very potent book I've been studying all through the year. And what it says, this is a very interesting statement here. It says, this one is from yesterday. What it says, it said, this world is not all sorrow and misery. God is love is written upon every open bud, upon the petals of every flower, upon every spear of grass. Though the curse of sin has caused the earth to bring forth thorns and thistles, there are flowers upon the thistles, and the thorns are eaten by roses. All things in nature testify to the tender fatherly care of our God and to his desire to make his children happy. His prohibition and injunction are not intended merely to displace authority, but in all that he does, he has the well-being of his children in view. He does not require them to give up anything that he would be for their best interest to retain. What he says now, the opinion which prevails in some classes of society that religion is not conducive to health or to happiness in this life is one of the most mischievous of error. You hear that he says? The opinion which prevails in some classes of society that religion is not conducive to health or to happiness in this life. They say that religion is confusion. Many people say that. So it doesn't help. So you hear what he says? Is one of the most mischievous of errors. The scripture says, the fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied. Proverbs 19:23. What man is that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Speak peace and pursue it. Psalms 34:12-14. The words of wisdom are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. So the words of wisdom are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. So the words of Christ are life. In closing here, there is an intimate relation between the mind and the body. And in order to reach a high standard of moral and intellectual attainment, the laws that control our physical being must be heeded. To secure a strong, well-balanced character, both the mental and the physical power must exercise and develop. What study can be more important than that which treats of this wonderful organism that God has committed to us and of the laws by which it may be preserved in health? So, the religion of Christ is not detrimental to our health. It helps our health. It gives us a healthy mind and healthy body. As I outlined to somebody today, I told him that he was saying to me that when people use alcohol, it doesn't affect the mind. I said, yes, it does affect the mind. Because when you drink alcohol, it goes straight into your bloodstream and the life of the flesh is in the blood. And it affects your thinking. So when a man is drunken, he doesn't understand things. He do a lot of foolish things. That's what it does. So we know that religion is not detrimental. True religion is undefiled, as James said in James 1:17. So let us have that true religion. Any request, Sister Paul?
Okay. Can you lead us in prayer, Brother Wendy?
I'm asking, any requests?
Yes, request Brother Eli, Sister Stephanie, pray for the student and also herself, and overall prayer for each and every one of us, praying for family, praying for strength, praying for the government and also our leaders.
Okay, let us pray. Wonderful, merciful Father, faithful Redeemer and friend, who would have thought that a lamb could rescue your soul from sin? Most kind, loving, and eternal Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we come. Who am I, O Lord? I'm just a lump of clay, O God. I once was lost, but now I'm found, O Lord. Was blind, but now I can see. Forgive me in any ways that I've sinned and come short of your glory. As I petition on behalf of your people, O God, I pray, O Lord, that you are the great intercessor in the most holy place of the heavens above. Lord Jesus Christ, as we come to you, we ask you, O Lord, to help us, O Lord, to be all you, more than anything else in this life. We see so much distraction, O God, and so much things try to get our minds entwined, help our minds to be fully connected to you, O Lord. We need the mind of Christ, O Lord, especially at a time like this. We're in the late hour, Father, when we see the commotion of the enemy combating and consolidating their forces for that final conflict. Help us, O Lord, to be resolute soldier, O God, to fortify our minds with the word of God. Be in prayer, O God. Be in fasting. Be constantly on our guard. Lord, I pray for Sister Stephanie, O God, in our ministry. She ministers to our students as a teacher, but you know that you are the great teacher, O God, and she seeks to model your pattern so that she can incorporate the spiritual aspect of her life also with the bodies of the work in the school. Father, help her as she study as well, O God, to further place her in a frame of mind, O Lord, that she constantly have you as the front lid of her eyes. With her children, O God, cover them under your blood, guide them and direct them. May they be a witness to their fellow peers in school as well. Father, pray for our student, O God, that you will be with them, guide them, O Lord. Pray, Lord, that our influence will connect them to the great teacher, the great source of life, which is Jesus Christ. Father, pray for Sister Paul in a special way, O God. Father, she's a stone worker for you, O Lord, ever committed to your cause. And Father, our greatest desire, O Lord, for your work to continue progressing, O Lord, and for the younger people to come on board and to help to spread the gospel to all the ends of the earth. Father, she's not just a mother for our biological children, but many of us, O Lord, we look to her as a woman of Zion, who's always willing to do your biddings. Father, continue, cover her under your blood. Give her a long life and health and strength. Build our ministry back home in Jamaica, Lord. Those whom she's witnessing to, home and abroad, O God, I pray, Lord, that her ministry will continue to flourish. Whatever support she needs, O Lord, I pray that you will provide. Father, I pray for Brother Eli, his mom, Jahari, J. Japheth, and all the other persons that you always request prayer for. But I pray, Lord, that you will help him, O Lord, not to be discouraged, even when situation is not going the way that he would desire. But, Father, help him to remember it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord of hosts. Father, I pray for Sister Barnaby and her family. I pray for the rest of the sisters and brothers on the line. I pray for Brother Yudi and his family, his newborn. I pray, Lord, that you will be with her in a mighty way. Be his wife. Continue to restore her back to health as she has gone through one of the greatest spiritual, physical processes in giving birth. Father, continue to bless the Tree of Life ministry. Father, continue to provide the means, bless those who are supporting, you know, by being there to assist and who are supporting financially. Be with all of those people that come to the store, Lord, and pray for those who are being constantly supporting. Be Brother Bernard. Continue to provide for him as he will be traveling back to Arkansas soon, oh Lord. I pray, Lord, that he will grant him journey's mercy. Father, I pray for Sister Leola and her ministry. I pray for her husband as well. Pray for her children, Lord. Be with them, guide them, cover them on their blood. Pray for Brother Rick and his family. Pray, Lord, that you will be with his daughter as she completes a new stage in her life, oh Lord. Bless her marriage, oh God, and I pray that you will continue to flourish. Father, I pray for Sister Francis, call her Francis, Lord. I pray that you be with her, guide her. Bless her ministry in Tennessee as well. Brother Richardson and his wife and the rest of his children. Be with them, O Lord. Father, I pray, Lord, for those who were once a part of the line who are not. But, Lord, I pray wherever they are that you will be with them. And I pray, Lord, that their mind will stay focused on you. Father, each and everyone that is listening on the line tonight, I pray that, you cover them on their blood. Whatever needs they are, my Lord, I pray that you will provide it according to your riches in glory, Lord. Help us, O Lord, to desire more of you in our lives, O God, because the more you come in our lives, the more of us, any which is self, will die. Father, I pray for your presence tonight, O Lord, that you will be with her, Lord. I pray that the message that you bring forth to your people, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will endure with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Give us receptive ears, O God, and may your name will be glorified. Father, thank you for what you have done, what you're doing, and what you will do. What will fill us out and fill us not granting, and also be to our leaders in the church and in the world, O Lord. Pray, Lord, that you humble the hearts of men, that they will know that they are just us, and you are in charge of this whole universe. Father, pray for the sick and afflicted, the homeless, O God, those who in prison, O God. Father, pray, Lord, to grant restoration to minds, O God, for many are depressed right now. Many are losing their jobs based on their stand for their true conviction and their true conscience, that they will not defile themselves. So, Lord, I pray, Lord, that they will continue to put their trust and confidence in you. And for those who have not come with that test yet, to decide whether they will put something in their body which they know that conscience does not tell them to do, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you will help them, Lord, to be strong and to allow you to be their guide. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Neil, for praying for each one of us. And also thank you for sharing and the ministry that you have been doing, giving out books, The Steps to Christ, The Great Controversy, and also the ministry of healing. Wherever we are, the Lord wants us to share those books out there to the dying world. So we just want to thank you for that ministry and hope that the Lord will pour out his blessings, and also reminding us that we have to be faithful to do God's work. And I want to thank everyone who joined on the line. Those who are on the line for the first time, we welcome you again on the line. And we are asking you, if you did not share tonight, you will share tomorrow night. Tomorrow is our Sabbath, so please to come on early that you can give God the praise. So the next voice you will hear is the speaker, so we're going to open the line. No. 240-988, your line is open.
All right. Good night again, beloved. This time is the weirdest time. I don't necessarily like this time. I know a lot of people like this time because in my mind, I know that it is 9:30. My body is saying otherwise. So it is going to take me a little bit of, you know, a little minute to kind of get my body regulated back for this time, back and forth and back and forth. So thank you, Brother O'Neill, for your praise report and for your prayer request. And it's a blessing. I remember having the opportunity. Was it last year? We're going on to a year, right, Sister Paul and Sister Carla and Brother O'Neill, where we participated in the mission of presenting a million books, a million great controversy or great controversy, depending where you're from, in Washington, D.C. We're going on to a year now. And so that is, I mean, it really has been a blessing, and many people have, you know, spoken about those books, and we pray that God will continue to prick their hearts so that they will read it. I know for me, everywhere that I go, I present the books, and I have the I have some of the little USB, and so I also give that out as well. You know, you could slip it when you go to the CVS or to the cashier, and, you know, a lot of people are hip. You know, they want to hear things, you know, on their phone with their little AirPod in. So it is certainly a blessing, and it is absolutely a pleasure giving those gifts. People are excited. People want to get gifts, and I know for me, I love to get gifts. So thank you so much for sharing that. It is our duty, right, to be able to give a gift, a book, as you said, it is supposed to be littered all over, you know, like autumn leaves. And so I concur. And I pray that each and everyone on this line, think about it. If, you know, if you're on this line and you're able to give out a book a day, right? If you're able to give out a book a day, that's 7 books. Let's say you took a rest on Sabbath, that's 6 books. And I'm just saying one, at least one. So let that be your goal, to strive to share at least one track, one book, you know, a day to someone that you come in contact with. And so I'm going to go into a word of prayer again as we open the word of God. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you. Lord, you're so awesome. You are so good to us. We don't deserve it, God, but you bless us. And we don't take it for granted. And we want to say thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercies. And I ask you, Heavenly Father, to give me the strength, because my body is saying one thing. And the clock is saying another thing. So give me your strength to be able to present this today. Lord, forgive me if anything that I've done that is not in line with you that will hinder this prayer, Lord. And I ask you, Lord, to touch my lips. Speak through me. Hide me in your wings, in your arms, in your bosom, Lord. And let this message be one that will be able to change our hearts. Right? Change us so that we will not be the same, and we will not be hearer of the word only, but doer as well. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. So I want to say to you again, welcome. I thank you, Sister Consonelli. She always has some wonderful things to share. And, you know, God is just so awesome where you got that that leaf, that flower that you shared on the line that is really good for cleansing. And I want to share a couple of things. I don't know if you all have Aldi's beside you. I've never seen this in Aldi's, right? But I'm going to share this because this is Health Thursday. And I've been going to Aldi's. They put an Aldi's up where my, you know, where I live. I want to say probably about 3 to 4 years ago. I've never seen this fruit in there ever. I know that they sell a lot of fruit and a lot of, you know, tropical things, but I've never seen this in there ever, ever, ever. And so, anyway, one of my girlfriend called me and she said, "Oh, I went into Aldi's and I got this." And I was like, "You couldn't buy some for me, really?" And so I told my son, I said, "I need you to check out Aldi's." So he went into Aldi's, and see, this is where you know, I have to make sure in my head I say it the way I would have said. Or referred to as best as I can in both in the islands as well as in America. So in America, no, I'm going to get, no, okay, let me give you what they say in America. So in America, they call this fruit the pomegranate, right? And this is a fruit that is in the Bible as well, right? It is on the priest attire, the priest robe, right? And so it's referred to here as pomegranate, but in Jamaica we call it the panganat, right? And so if somebody else is on the line that knows, have another name for where they're from, Guyana or Trinidad or Haiti, and you know, you could press your line and Sister Paul will unmute you so you could tell me what it is, Paula. You could tell me at the end, okay? So here we are, panganat, if you're in Jamaica. If you're born in America, they call it pomegranate. And so I love panganat. I just love it. I love pomegranate. I mean, I just love it. I love that fruit. And so when I was told it was in Aldi's for 99 cents, and so I'd gone to another store, because I really don't really go in the store, because, you know what I mean, my son and my daughter and stuff, my family, they go and get all the things that we needed. But I was out, you know, so I said, let me go into the store. So I didn't go into Aldi's. I went into another store, and because I didn't know that Aldi's had it at the time. And so they had the pomegranate. It was 2 for $5. And I bought it, you know, because I love pomegranate. I mean, I was like, okay, so I'm going to get it. I bought 2, which in Aldi's I could have gotten how many? Do the numbers on your hand. I could have gotten 5. So I could have gotten 3 more. But anyway, my son went in there and he bought the pomegranate, and it comes in a box of, I think, 25 if you want to do that. And I figured, you know, it's a seasonal fruit around this time as well. In Jamaica, it come up all the time. But here, you know, you'll see it around this time. And he went and got 25 at 99 cents a piece. And so I'm calling everybody, right? I'm calling people in Connecticut. I'm calling people in New York, in New Jersey. I'm like, okay, you know, go ahead and, you know, go ahead and go check out Aldi's. They have pomegranate. They have panganat. I've never seen it in there before. So I just wanted to share some of the properties of panganat or pomegranate. I thought that this was wonderful because I said, I know I love it, but, you know, I want you to know that it has so many different properties that are really great for us. So I'm looking at the Healthline website, right? And it talks about health benefits of pomegranate, and we know that it is a fruit. I actually went into the store, and this is something that we have gotten to the point where, and I promise we're going to go into the message, and it's not going to be long, but I wanted to share. It is health stories, beloved, okay? And so we want you to get something to take away, you know, in addition to what you have received before. And I went in there and I was looking for tangerine, and I'm so fearful of buying like tangerine and oranges in the store, right? Because they are making them. You hear me say it? They are making them without seed. And so I saw the guy that worked in the store, and I said to him, you know, sir, do you know if these have seeds? Isn't that kind of odd that you're asking about a fruit if they have seed? And what is the one thing, when somebody asks you about a fruit, what is the one thing that comes to your mind? Just yell it out. You know, we can't hear you, but just yell it out. And then I'm going to have Sister Powell unmute your line at the end, and you're going to share with us. When you think about fruit, what is the one thing? If this was Jeopardy, what is, you know, what is the fruit? What is the one thing, right? And I should hear you say, what are seeds? Huh? Give me a thumbs up if you were right. Okay? All right. Okay. So I found it to be odd that I'm in the store asking about fruit if it has seeds. And so the guy came over and he was like, well, I don't think so. But, you know, he said, I don't think so. And I said, well, sir, I want it with seed. How can it be a fruit if it does not have seed? And this is what the young man turned to me and said. He said, well, it depends who you ask. What? It depends who you ask. So let me give this disclaimer right now. We are not saying anything that we are curing anything. Let me put that disclaimer out, right? We're not saying that we're curing anything. What we're presenting and what we're sharing here are things that we have used that has given us some resolve in some of the ailments that we may experience, right, and that we have experienced. So anyway, I was like, shouldn't that be like it's a cut and dry? It's not a gray area. It should be either black or white, correct? Just like for me, I hear this thing going on about, you know, gender and all of this stuff. But what I noticed, right, when I read Genesis and when I read the Word of God, he said that he created what? Male and female. Okay? So when someone says to us, oh, well, you know, no, you have this and that, and you have, you know, it's not the same, and we have this and pansexual and trans, all kind of stuff. I'm just confused because I know that the Word of God says I have created male and female, right? So that means a boy and a girl. That means a man and a woman. Is that a correct thing? Is that a cut and dry? So when I'm looking back in Genesis 1, verse 29 and verse 30, right? It says right here, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed, right, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree to the which is the fruit of a tree-yielding seed to you, it shall be for me. So I am not sure where someone is saying to me, well, it depends who you ask, if a fruit should have seed, yes or no. I was like, have mercy, okay? I have given every green herb, that's verse 30, the last part of that, every green herb for meat, and it was so. And Sister Paul, I'm going to ask you, because I was not, I've missed that. I wasn't on when you probably said it. Did you do the third Epistle of John already?
Yes, I did, but I can do it again.
Okay.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay, I heard you. Okay, and I guess this is for reference, you know,
okay,
it says the epistle. Go ahead.
You want
go
me
ahead.
To read it?
Repetition deepens the soul.
Okay.
Repetition deepens
the soul. The third John, the elder unto the well-beloved girls whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. Even as thy soul prospered. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. For I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to the strangers.
Amen. And so we are just going to look, just get a little bit of information about pomegranates or pomegranates, right? And that's in the Bible, right? That's a fruit that was spoken of in the Bible. And it is loaded with important nutrients, right? And the pomegranate or the Panica granatum is a shrub that produces a red fruit. And inside, do you know what the red seeds are called? Do y'all know? They are called arils. They're called arils, right? And that's the jelly thing that you eat and stuff like that, all right? I just love that. I know your mouth is watering. Go out and get some pomegranate. All right? And so listen to what it says. It says it is categorized as a berry, but the pomegranate fruit, it is red, round, and looks kind of like a red apple. This is what the skin is not edible, right? So don't eat the skin. But there are hundreds of seeds in them. These seeds, I told you, they're called arrow. And let me tell you, they are packed with fiber, a cup, right? Fiber, 7 grams, protein, 3 grams, vitamin C, vitamin K, folate, and potassium. And so then it says, let me go down. It has very powerful medicinal properties in them. The punicalagins, that is a very potent antioxidant. I do want to share this because as something that I read, it says that it has so much antioxidant in this fruit, right? It says that it is more powerful, 3 times the antioxidant of red wine and green tea. I know a lot of people and a lot of medical profession and medical studies talked about red wine and green tea. Don't go and say I'm telling you to go drink no red wine and green tea. That's not what I'm telling you. What I'm telling you is that you have the pomegranate. You can make a pomegranate juice that has three times the antioxidant activity than red wine and green tea. We're comparing that, okay? And we know that antioxidant is going to help boost our immune system. It's going to help to repair our cells, which is going to prevent us from getting heart disease, from getting, you know, most of, from getting those diseases that are rampant around us, right? And so we talked about that. It is very significant for anti-inflammatory as well. It can help to reduce heart disease, cancer, type 2 diabetes, Alzheimer's, and even obesity. Oh, my goodness. All right. We talked about, it talks about that it may help prostate cancer, useful against breast cancer, may lower the blood pressure, help to fight arthritis and joint pain. I know a lot of, you know, I have some neck pains going on, so I'm going to be consuming some more of this pomegranate or pomegranate. And I talked to you about may help help to reduce the risk of heart disease. Oh, this is for the men. Oh, my goodness. It helps to treat ED. So, you know, men, y'all could absorb some more, consume some more pomegranate and pomegranate juice as well, all right? And I gave you the short version. So I don't know if there's any younger, really young ears. So I'm not going to say what ED is. It's not education. So go ahead and Google ED as well. I want to make sure that the guarded ears, I know Caleb and Elizabeth, so we want to make sure that their ears are being protected. So that for the grown people, go look up what ED is. Pomegranate can help fight bacterial and fungal infection. What? All right, so that is awesome. And it may help to improve your memory as well, and it helps to improve exercise performance as well. So those are some of the the benefits of consuming pomegranate or pomegranate as well, okay? All right, now, so we are going to go into the study for today. And let me tell you, I thank God for leading me this way. This week I went out to several different places. I went to the bank this week and have not gone into the bank for months, if not, for months, quite some time now. And I went in there, and I'm praying more so than ever now, right? So, I usually pray, you know, ask God to protect me and stuff, but I'm praying extra even now, right, going in and out of these places, right, because we know what we're being, surrounded by, or what we've been, what have been thrown our way. That's the word that I'm looking for. And so I went into the bank, and I told the lady what I was in the bank for, and there was one teller. She was finishing up with a guy, with one of the men, and I went to her. But there was something about this young lady. Even though she had a mask on, I had a mask on, she had a mask on, because, you know, you can't go into the places without wearing masks. And so you could tell that there was something that was bothering this lady. I don't know the woman from Adams, right? I've seen her before because I've been in the bank before, and I've seen her, right? But I, because of everything that is going on, I don't have the relationship that I used to have with the bank teller before. Before, I used to know them, you know, by name. They knew me and everything, right? But this one, I've seen her one time before now. And so I, you know, told her what I was in the bank for. And she said to me, okay, you know, she told me, I gave her the information, and she said to me, it's going to cost me, they're going to charge me a $15 fee. And I was like, why? Why are you charging me a $15 fee? I was trying to get a cashier check or something like that. And so I told her, I said, I've been with you all since I was, like, in high school, right? I said, I was with you. I've been a customer. I've been a member before you were even Bank of America. And so I said, I'm not going to pay no $15. You know, I'm not paying you to use my own money in the bank. I'm not doing that. So I said to her, you know, I said, isn't there any way it could be waived? She said, well, you know, let me call call my manager or whatever. So the manager came over and she was, you know, going through. You know, they try to always try to get you to change over to another account so that you can get. I said, no. I said, I've been with you. I reiterate again that I've been with you forever, right? And I need to know what you're going to do. I said, you know, I could take the money out. I could just withdraw all of the money and go somewhere else and get a money order and don't have to pay that amount of money. And so she said, well, we could do, she said, well, you could change over to this account. I said, well, we're not going to do that right now. But in the interim, what is it you're planning on doing to resolve this matter? So she said, well, we could go ahead and waive it. But in the future, you know, if you want to get another, you know, whatever check, you know, you're going to have to go to that account. And so I said, okay. So she did it. But then I noticed that there was something with the young lady, because this is really not about me. It's about the young lady. And I said to her, are you okay? She said, you know how they give the standard answer. Oh, yeah, I am. I said, oh, you look tired. You look like you're not, you know, something is going on with you. And she said, you know what? I'm really not feeling well. She said, I have a head cold, and it's just, you could tell that she was so uneasy. So, oh, she had to say nothing but a word. So I started to give her health remedies right there and then. I said, this is what I want you to do. I mean, it was so quick. I was just like, I said, I need you to get some garlic. I need you to get some ginger. I need you to get some lemon and all of that stuff. And I said, I need you to mix them all up, and I need you to drink them. And then I need you to do another portion, right? I need you to put some orange peel, some lemon, some of those same things that you use, put some peppermint oil in it and some eucalyptic oil in it and steam yourself, right? And then, let me tell you, and I said, all of that is going to give you relief. And I said, then you need to do hydrotherapy. Go in the shower and get a hot, cold, as, you know, as best. And she said, you know what, thank you. She lit up, beloved. She said, thank you so much. She said, my husband was trying to get me to drink some hot tea. She said, I drank some and I felt a little better. I said, but you're going to have to do it more, right? And she said, thank you so much. I'm definitely going to try it when I go home, all of those things. I say, yes, ma'am, you're going to get some relief. So I thank God, because it wasn't my intent to go to the bank on that particular day, but God had had an appointment for me, right? And I went in there, got what I needed to get, be able to share the help message with this young lady and be back out. So that is a blessing. But here's what I'm going to lead you all to, and this is what led me to, we're going to go into the chapter, which is entitled Danger in Speculative Knowledge. That's, we're going to touch on that, and then we're going to touch a little bit. I promise I'm not going to be here with you all long, because I know weather is not weather, but this time is just tricky. So that's where we're going to go in, and I'm going to tell you why. The Holy Spirit led me here. I happened to take an Uber. I had to take an Uber yesterday. I had an appointment, but it wasn't an appointment that I had. I just called, and they said, oh, yeah, you could come in at this time. So I went in, and I was in an Uber. The Uber was late. My son had scheduled it to come at a certain time. It didn't come. So when the person came, I went in the car, and I said, she said, how are you? I said, you know, I'm doing well, but I said, I'm late, you know. And so she was like, oh, I'm so sorry, da-da-da-da-da, whatever. So then I said, you know, but I'm so thankful. She was sharing all kind of stuff, you know, all kind of stuff. Are you watching the sun and all of that stuff? And I said, you know, everything that's going on, she was talking about. And I said, well, you know what? I'm so glad. I said, we are living in the last days, and I'm so glad that I have a Heavenly Father that I can keep my eyes look towards Him, and He will be able to keep me and direct me and give me His peace. She accepted the fact that, yes, we are in the last days, but her thing is, she does not see the earth ending the way how people are saying it's going to end, right? She said, she talked about, you know, I grew up in the church. She's 50 now, she said, but I started to search, and I realized that, you know, she said, I don't subscribe to that there is a God that is going to come and save me. So she started to talk and everything, and I'm like, Holy Spirit, help me, because I know we're not supposed to debate. I don't want to debate with her. I just want you to give me that message, that one quick message that I can drop, and then the Holy Spirit will do the rest. And so she said, you know, I do believe, you know, that the earth is, you know, it's not going to be like this. how we know it, but I don't believe that it's going to be like the way how they said. I've been in the church for all my life, and I started searching when I turned 50, and I don't subscribe to that God. So I said to her, she's bitter, spilling everything like that, and I'm praying, and I'm like, God, give me the right words to say, right? And so I just said, I know the Holy Spirit made me say, I said, you know what? I know that I was wonderfully made. I was made in the image of God. When I look at how I'm looking, when I look at, you know, the organs and how they work and just the thing, I said, there is a God that made me. And then she said, yeah, I agree, but I don't call it God. She said, I believe that there's a divine power. She said, it is so big, I can't give it a name. I said, well, for me, I know it's my God, right? And so I said that, and I just let it be. And, you know, she started talking about, you know, all the things that are going on with the pandemic and the stuff, and say, you know, they're looking to control people, da-da-da-da-da. She has some information. But the fact that the Word of God says, what does the Bible say? And I know somebody could find that scripture. The man that says that there's no God is a what? Is a fool, okay? I'm not saying that that's what the Word of God said. So when she said it, I just dropped that really quickly. The Holy Spirit just gave me that to say and say, say no more. And that's what I did. You know, the seed was planted. She was like, yeah, I know, but I don't call it. It's too big. I can't call it a name. I can't put a name on it. I said, well, I know my God created me in his own image. So that's the name I subscribe to, the God of heaven, all right? So it leads me to this today. I'm in danger in speculative knowledge, and it says, professing themselves to be wise, they became vain in their reasoning, and their senseless heart was darkened. Amen. It says, one of the greatest evils that attends the quest for knowledge, the investigations of science. This is what she said. She said, I was searching. I'm starting to study all of these things, right? And we confused. The investigation of science is the disposition to exalt human reasoning above its true value and its proper sphere. Many attempt to judge of the Creator and his works by their own imperfect knowledge of science. I'm going to read that again, because that was my encounter yesterday with this young lady, with this woman. She's not a, you know, she's 50. Many attempt to judge of the Creator and his works by their own imperfect knowledge of science. They endeavor to determine the nature and attributes and prerogatives of God and indulge in speculative theories concerning the infinite one. Those who engage in this line of study are treading upon forbidden ground. There are certain things that we are not to understand. We don't have that mind, right? We don't have that infinite mind to comprehend some of these things. That's why we need to leave it alone, right? And if there's something that we need to know, we need to go and ask the Holy Spirit to lead us. And if the Holy Spirit is not giving us clarity, if the Holy Spirit did not prick our hearts to be able to dabble in it, stay away from it, beloved. Amen? Amen. Those who engage in this line of study are treading upon forbidden ground. Their research will yield no valuable results and can be pursued only at the peril of the soul. And I'm remembering, you know, as I'm reading this, what came to my mind was the Tower of Babel, right? Babel or Babel, right? Where they were building the tower up to reach up to heaven, being disobedient because God told them that they will never destroy, he will never destroy the earth with a flood again. And they were building a tower to go up to heaven, right, so that they won't be destroyed again. All right? Our first parents were led into sin through indulging a desire for knowledge. That's what she said. She said, I was seeking knowledge. I started studying and
following information that she was, you know, she's blinded. It says, our first parents were led into sin through indulging a desire for knowledge that God had withheld from them. In seeking to gain this knowledge, they lost all that was worth possessing. If Adam and Eve have never touched the forbidden tree, God would have imparted to them what? Knowledge. Knowledge upon which rested no curse of sin. Knowledge that would have brought them everlasting joy. Right? We just read in the third epistle of John, right? We wish above all things that we may what? Prosper. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth, right? So he says here, knowledge upon which rested no curse of sin, knowledge that would have brought them everlasting joy. Are you seeking for everlasting joy, beloved? All that they gain by listening to the tempter, acquaintance with sin and its result. By their disobedience, humanity was estranged from God and the earth was separated from heaven. The lesson is for us. The field into which Satan led our first parents is the same to which he is alluring men today. Satan is playing for keeps, beloved. He is flooding the world with pleasing fables. Aren't we hearing a whole lot of wind induction going on now? By every device at his command, he tempts men to speculate in regard to God. And that's what this woman said. She said, well, I can't put a name on it. I don't subscribe to a God. I know that there's a higher being. What does that mean? Even though she was telling me about the universe, she was telling me about, you know, Elon Musk and all of that stuff, she was saying, well, I can't put a name on it, so I can't say it's a God. I said, well, girl, I'm telling you, it's my God. I don't care what you say. I'm telling you what I'm saying and what my word, my Bible tells me. It says, thus he seeks to prevent them from obtaining that knowledge of God, which is salvation. Amen. And then I'm going to segue now to this portion. Okay, now I'm going to tell you, I'm feeling the speculative knowledge of danger in speculative knowledge. I'm still in that segment, and then I'm going to go into where it says, all right, I'm going to read a little part of this one. I'm going in where it says warning against presumption. I encountered something again because, you know, I'm having these encounters, and I'm like, God, you're teaching me something. And the conversation was about the antediluvians, right, the ones who died in the flood. And Sister Paul, I'm hearing a lot of feedback from the phone. And so the conversation was the people who died, the antediluvian, who did not make it into the ark. This is a doctrine that is going around. My son came to me and he was like, Mommy, he didn't give me this particular scripture, but he was like, this particular issue, but he was like, Mom, there's so many different things going on. He was like, you know, the Seventh-day Adventist church is divided. You have one group over here saying this, and then you have another group saying, he said, I don't know what's going on with y'all. What's going on with us? And so this is a doctrine that I'm hearing where individuals believe that the antediluvians that did not make it in the ark, they are going to be able to be raised up in the first resurrection. They're going to be saved, especially if they were able to say, oh, God, help me, forgive me for what I've been, for what I've done. But that isn't contrary to what the Word of God says, right? Because if that's the case, then the one-third angels that were cast, but I'm just saying just a little bit of common sense. I know I have a monkey brain, so I'm not very bright. But I'm like, just a little bit of common sense to say, well, if the one-third angels were cast out that was talked about in Revelation, is it 13, Sister Paul, 13 or Revelation 12, if they were cast out of heaven because they were disobedient, why would you believe that the antediluvians who died because they refused and rejected God over 120 years and not go into the ark, that they will be saved. I'm not understanding that logic, right? It's the same thing like once saved, always saved. You know, if I was baptized, I could do all kind of wrong, but I'm always going to be saved. That is the trick of the enemy, right? That's being presumptuous, right? And so I heard this train of thought, and I was like, oh, my God, help me. And so I came into where it says, warning against presumptions. We're still in the danger of speculative knowledge. As we learn more and more of what God is and of what we ourselves are in his sight, we shall fear and tremble before him. Let men of today take warning from the fate of those who in ancient times presumed to make free with that which God had declared sacred. Their probation was closed. Is that correct? Somebody could correct me at the end when I'm done, right? Brother O'Neill, you could correct me. Brother Udi, if you're on the line, you could let me know. You know, just let me know if there's that, because I thought that their probation was closed, and once their probation is closed, that's it, right? Salvation is no longer available for them, right? It says, let men of today take warning from the fate of those who in ancient times presumed to make free with that which God had declared sacred. When the Israelites ventured to open the ark on its return from the land of the Philistines, their irreverent daring was signaling punished. Again, consider the judgment that fell upon Uzziah, as in David's reign, the ark was being carried to Jerusalem. Uzziah, that's what it is, okay? Uzziah put forth his hand to keep it steady. For presuming to touch the symbol of God's presence, he was what? He was smitten with instant death. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought that this was just like, and sometimes we're presumptuous. You know, God's going to forgive me. You know, God's going to forgive me. You know, I'm going to do it anyway, but God's going to forgive me. Be careful of that presumptuous sin, right? Then I'm going to read a little bit from the sacredness of God's presence. God is a holy God. All right. At the burning bush, when Moses, not recognizing God's presence, turned aside to behold the wonderful sight, the command was given, draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground.
Holy
and Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look up on God. Exodus 3, 5 through 6. Sister Paula, I hear you saying something?
No, I was just repeating the scripture that you were saying.
Oh, okay, all right, got you. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went towards Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night. Because the sun was set, and he took off the stones of that place and put them for his pillow and lay down in the place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it, and behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And behold, I am with thee. Oh, my goodness, this is music to our ears. And behold, I am with thee, and I will keep thee in all places, whether that thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee. Have mercy. Isn't that beautiful? And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven, Genesis 28:10-17. In the sanctuary of the wilderness tabernacle and of the temple that were the earthly symbols of God's dwelling place, one apartment was sacred to his presence. The veil in wrath with cherubim at its entrance was not to be lifted by any hand save one. To lift that veil and intrude unbidden into the sacred mystery of the most holy place was death. Right? There are certain things that's not up for us to know. For above the mercy dwelt the glory of the holiest glory upon which no man might look and live. God is trying to save us, right? On the one day of the year appointed for ministry in the most holy place, the high priest with trembling entered God's presence while clouds of incense veiled the glory from his sight. And what was on his robe? Were there some pomegranate grapes? Throughout the courts of the temple, every sound was hushed. No priest ministered at the altar. The host of worshipers bowed in silent awe, offered their petition for God's mercy. These things happen unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. 1 Corinthians 10:11. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. The Lord reigneth. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubim. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. And so I'm going to end right there for this portion. But I do want, I was going to share this, but I'm going to share a little bit from the false and the true in education. Just a couple paragraphs, and I will be done. The false and the true in education. It says, wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread? The mastermind in the confederacy of evil is ever working to keep out of sight the words of God and to bring into view the opinions of men. Because that's what I was hearing from this young lady, a whole lot of opinions, right? He means that we shall not hear the voice of God saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. Isaiah 30:21. Through perverted educational processes, he is doing his utmost to obscure heaven's light. Philosophical speculation and scientific research in which God is not acknowledged are making skeptics of thousands. In the schools of today, the conclusion that learned men have reached as that result of their scientific investigations are clearly, carefully taught and fully explained, while the impression is distinctly given that if these learned men are correct, the Bible cannot be. Don't we hear this? Aren't they calling to remove clever text from the Bible, changing the languages and the versions and stuff? Skepticism is attracted to the human mind. The youth see in it an independence that captivates the imagination, and they are deceived. Satan triumphs. He nourishes every seed of doubt that is sown in young hearts. He causes it to grow and bear fruit, and soon a plentiful harvest of infidelity is reaped. It is because the human heart is inclined to evil that it is so dangerous to sow the seeds of skepticism in young minds. I heard my nephew coming with this thing about, oh, there's a, I believe in a higher being, not a God, right? And I'm like, boy, go sit yourself down. Who, you weren't able to talk till you were five. Who do you think loosed your tongue? It was no higher being. It was the God of heaven, right? But this Man. Is the doctrine that is being, this, that's being sown by the enemy, by the devil. Whatever weakens faith in God robs the soul of power to resist temptation. I was going to read that again, beloved. Whatever weakens faith in God robs the soul of power to resist temptation. That's why I said earlier, the devil is playing for keeps. He knows that if he so doubts in our mind, what is going to happen? Our faith is going to be weakened and robs the soul of power to resist temptation. It removes the only real safeguard against sin. We are in need of schools where the youth shall be taught that greatness consists in honoring God by revealing his what? Character in daily life.
Okay.
Through his word and his works, we need to learn of God that our lives may fulfill his purpose. Here ends the reading, Sister Poppy and the beloved that are on the line.
Amen. Amen. Can you? Thank you, Sister Stephanie. Can you lead us in prayer for this reading? And my dear brothers and sisters, we have to go back and study these words, these wonderful promises, encouraging words, you know, because Satan is out like a roaring lion, and he wants to get to us. But we know if we be obedient to God, as he said, and this is love, that we walk after his commandment. And that is commandment that as you have heard from the beginning, you shall walk in it. What Sister Stephanie was reading, we have to walk in God's truth, because there are a lot of things that's happening out there, and it will bring distraction to our soul. A lot of things is happening. So help us that I pray tonight that God will help us, that we will follow his truth, his commandment, and to know that he is holy and we can be holy too, just as what he is. We read a while ago and what he told us. So I'm asking you if you could close off for us in prayer, and I want to thank everyone who joined tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Can you lead us in prayer?
Sure, sure. Let's bow our heads. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before you, and we're so thankful, Lord, that we can come and we can learn more about you, Lord. You reminded us in Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? So, Heavenly Father, we ask you, we beg, we plead of you, Lord, that you will transform our hearts. Give us a heart of flesh like yours and not of stone, Heavenly Father. Help us, Lord, to be obedient. We know that the enemy is coming and he's sowing these seeds. There's so many things. We're troubled on all sides. We're going through storms. We're going through distress with our job, with our family, with our neighbors, Lord. But Heavenly Father, help us, Lord, to keep our eyes upon you, knowing that as we just read, you said that you will always be there for us. You will never leave us. Thank Jacob that promise. So, Lord, we look to you, Lord, to help us, Lord. Help us to allow your will to be our will. Help us, Heavenly Father, to share the information that you present to us to everyone that we come in contact with so that we can be drawn closer to you, Lord. Lord, we know that there's so many fables, there's so fables and doctrine running to and fro, Heavenly Father. But help us, Lord, to be reminded that there are certain things that are going to be mystery and we need to leave it be. But your word is plain and simple, and whatever you want us to learn and to know, the Holy Spirit will lead us into all truth. Help us, Heavenly Father, to be reminded that you are the light, you are the way, you are the truth. For each and every one that is on this line, Heavenly Father, we ask you to give them a double portion of your Holy Spirit. Transform us, Heavenly Father. Change us so that we are more like you.
Mm.
As we go our separate way, Heavenly Father, we ask you, Lord, to allow your Holy Spirit, allow your host of angels to encamp around us. And wake us back up tomorrow, Lord, if it is your will, so that we can walk into your purpose for our life.
Mm.
Thank you for loving us, Lord. Thank you for being so kind towards us. And help us, Lord, to know that we cannot be presumptuous. That is of the devil. Remind us, Lord, that you want to give us all these great things, but you said seek ye first
the kingdom
and righteousness, and all these things will be added unto us. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your mercies and your grace. We pray in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, my dear beloved Sister Stephanie, for that presentation. And I just want to thank everyone who joined tonight. We have a full house. God is good. God is great. And as we are looking forward for the coming of Christ, brothers and sisters, let us be faithful. I am inviting everyone to our Sabbath worship tomorrow. And I'm asking each one, let us bring one, right? We need to bring one. We need to start it to build up, you know, like the Lord said, build up our treasures in heaven. We have to build up our treasures with him. And the more we come together presenting his word, is the more we will get that power and spirit from God that we will be able to go and do his will. So I'm asking everyone who is on this line to join us tomorrow. And welcome again. Have a blessed night. And we will close. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen. I will just close with this song. Have a good night.
Redeemer.